fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 28th day of July. The prep tip of the day is to get your spiritual house in order. Whatever that is in you, for you, please do that, and you'll be far better off making it a daily event. With patient Wayne Green and my friend Marie Lasher. Marie is the elected coroner of the largest county in the state of Missouri, only 300 miles square miles smaller than the state of Rhode Island, Texas County, Missouri. She's the author of 3 books. Her first is Nature Has the Cure. The second one is Nature Has More Cures. And the most recent one, Nature Has the Cure, Volume 3, all of them available at Amazon.com. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
It's been hot, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and it's been a little bit hotter for me because I went to my International Coroners Association conference in Las Vegas last week, and probably everybody heard about the Delta flight. I wasn't on that. I was on Southwest and coming back Thursday night. It was 116 degrees every day when I was out there.
Right.
They delayed us boarding the plane because it was a hot plane that had been sitting in the sun all day, and they were trying to cool it down. They finally let us board. Well, we get on the tarmac, you know, get on the plane. It's on the tarmac, and it couldn't take off because the instruments were showing all kinds of faults. So at that, but once you get in the plane, you're trapped. You're prisoner, and which I didn't want to take off on a plane with fault lights showing, but they had to bring on engineers and everybody else try to get certify the plane ready to fly. And it was quite hot, miserable for everybody. The one thing that bothered me was there was no water to drink, and I just remembered at security them making everybody toss their water bottles in the trash, even if they were sealed bottles of water. And then there was no water on the plane, and then
wait a minute, Marine. These planes all have bottled water these days. This is part of the modern age.
Well, they have canned water.
Well, bottled water, canned water, yeah.
And the cans exploded because of the heat.
Now, the soft drinks I know were exploding. They're carbonated beverages, but It would take an incredible amount of heat to make plain old water explode. Is that in fact what happened?
I don't know. I just they had two stewardesses on there. One never said a word. The other one must have been a supervisor because she said she got called in on her day off to man the flight so we could go, and she kind of kept us apprised of what was happening. But they did have some ice, so she did give out cups of ice, and it they got us home safe, and the pilot was amazing. But it comes back to the fact that once you get on the plane, you cannot get off the plane, even if you're still at the gate.
Yeah, it would have to be a medical emergency to do that.
One man did get pretty claustrophobic, and he wanted to exit the plane and get a different flight, and they wouldn't let him. But this head stewardess has such amazing people skills. She was able to kind of de-escalate the situation, and I just wish I had skills like that. So anyway, enough on that, John.
They're trained to do that. Well, let's go back to the conference. So these are coroners from all over the world. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. And it's just a very, very, very good conference. I try to go every year. One year I couldn't go. I was ready to go, and that was the year in 2018, I had got the call to come arrest the sheriff, so I had to stop everything I was doing and do his job for a while, which I think I did beautifully, but...
Oh, well, I knew you arrested the sheriff. I didn't know you took over the responsibilities of the sheriff. I did not know that.
Oh, yes, and that included the jail. Of course, the sheriff's in charge of the jail, and
one courthouse.
Night the jailer... One night the jailers called me and they said, one of our prisoners keeps having seizures. And I said, do you normally call the sheriff about this? And they're like, no, but we know you're a nurse. So anyway.
Okay. At the conference, was there either formal or informal discussions about all these deaths from the COVID vaccinations?
Absolutely zero.
Really? Even during the lunch breaks and during meals, there was no discussion?
Well, anybody sitting next to me gets the discussion. I can tell you that. They were interested. It's just not out there, and it shocks me when I get out of my own zip code how ignorant people are about the vaccine deaths. It's absolutely amazing. I was in line at the Chick-fil-A at the Golden Nugget, and a gentleman there was in front of me, and he clearly had a stroke, and he started talking to me, and he said, well, I had a stroke here, I think it was 2 years ago, and I asked him, were you vaccinated? He said, yeah, well, my whole family is in the medical field. What do you think? So he said, yeah, he'd been vaccinated 4 times, and he knew it was due to the stroke, it was due to the vaccine, but he did recover. And then he was asking me what I thought about Ozempic, the weight loss drug, and we could talk about that a bit later because I have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
While I was talking with him, it was a really long wait at the Chick-fil-A, but that was good because we had a discussion. Then he asked me, what do you think about Ozempic? And I told him I've had 2 Ozempic deaths, and I think everybody knows Ozempic is the drug for diabetes, which makes you lose weight. So
it's heavily promoted.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. It took a
heavily
pause.
Promoted. So people are... Would that be off-label usage if you're not diabetic and take it to lose weight?
Yes, it absolutely is an off-label usage. Kind of like ivermectin would have been for COVID, which was totally discouraged. But anyway, he was showing me his arms.
What about his arms?
Oh, he was showing me his arms, and they were just hard like cordwood. His skin was thick and just like hard. And I asked him how much weight he'd lost, and he said he lost like 45 pounds on that drug in 8 months. And I just told him it was a bad drug. I'd seen two deaths with it. There's natural medicines, one in particular I know, that would give him the same blood sugar lowering effect and a more gentler weight loss. And he didn't need to lose weight. He was very slender. So I know people, they think, oh, I can lose weight, but the side effects aren't worth it. Like I said, I've seen two people just, it's a shot. It's a weekly shot. And I've seen one man drop dead right after his second shot of Ozempic, and another was a woman that went into a really fast heart rate and died at the hospital. So,
damn. Let's do a segue here. There's some doctors and scientists looking into this goes to the COVID vaccination problem, a more sophisticated way to filter human blood, to filter out the bad things that are in there from the COVID vaccine. Now, here's my question, Marie. You may or may not have an answer for this. My observation has been second. I've never seen these structures. We call them blood clots, even though they're not blood clots. These structures in the blood arteries, they look like they have parts that would cling to the sides of the artery that would prevent them from being filtered out by any kind of filtering mechanism. Is that your observation as well?
Yes, and I think that's easily explained by the fact that I'm putting COVID in quotes, is a nanoparasite. Think of every parasite that you know of, like a tick. If you take a shower and you've got a tick embedded, does that tick come off? No.
Of course not, no.
They've all got some way to kind of grab on. But right. I've always said for 2 years it's a nanoparasite.
Are you talking about the COVID-19 itself? I'm talking about the filtration protocol. To filter out things from the vaccination. But you're talking about the actual COVID-19 itself, aren't you?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But the whatever nanoparasite has been injected into you, or you got. Well, see, I've got a theory, John, and not everybody agrees with me. I don't think there is an actual COVID disease. I think it was all smoke and mirrors. The people that died had the flu, had bacterial pneumonia that wasn't treated, had all kinds of conditions that weren't treated because we wanted to push them all into this category, which they did quite effectively. And the whole thing around it, like the COVID vaccine card. I was thinking about this the other day. You know how to prove you had your vaccine, you had that little card that you even could print one off online and make your own card.
Right.
And I actually got a whole bunch of them and gave them out to people. And I don't take the vaccine. Just write your name. Look on, put you know, just put any lot number, any number you want on here, and you're good to go.
Right.
There's no way they could possibly trace it. And it dawned on me today, those COVID vaccine cards, there was no place to put any signature on there. And if anybody looks at their old vaccination records, your doctor or the injector always signed that card. Well, now I've thought that's built in there because, like, suppose you got the vaccine, you die. Anybody could take that card and say, well, this person gave them that injection. There's no proof who gave it to you, no proof you had it, you got the shot. So it was just, the whole thing was such an illusion. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Well, it does. It would prevent the bereaved from backtracking to exactly where the shot came from, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly. And I want to say another thing about the disease commonly known as COVID. a lot of people, I mean, they cling to that. Oh, I had COVID. I know I had COVID. They will not give that up. I had COVID. And, well, what makes you think that? Well, I lost my taste, the sense, and smell.
Right.
Okay, let's go through these symptoms. We've got a loss of taste and smell. We've got hair loss. We've got nausea and vomiting. If you put those in a search engine, do you know what condition pops up?
What comes up?
Radiation poisoning.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I'm a ham. You're a ham. Every night on our ham in our ham radio group, they do a radiation count. Background radiation is about 7. After it rains, it can be up to close to 20. We are being bombarded from above by radiation, and that causes those symptoms. That's why I take, personally, I take supplemental iodine, which I'd really like to talk about a minute here, because it's a natural cure. People completely forget this. I get calls emails all the time. What should I do? I feel like I'm getting COVID. Or I'm like, take iodine. Lugol's iodine. There's a preparation of iodine called SSKI. That's potassium iodide. You can get it online anywhere, or even at Walgreens or Walmart. And it's you take 1/3 of a milliliter in water. You need to put it in water. It's pretty strong. And that will protect you against several types of radiation. Of course, pretty much I don't think people think about buying the iodized salt rather than regular salt. Of course, you shouldn't be eating so much salt that you get all your iodine from that source. But there's also, iodine in eggs, shrimp, seaweed. And that another thing about iodine is it protects your thyroid. It protects against obesity because it keeps a healthy thyroid. So people need to concentrate on making sure they're getting sources of iodine in their diet. And taking some, if you feel under the weather, it doesn't hurt to take an extra, dose of supplemental iodine.
With okay.
The, you know, so,
oh, and
I
you do this on,
about
on a daily basis, you do the supplemental iodine?
No, I don't take it every day, but about once a month.
How much iodine and which type? How much iodine and which type?
I use the SSKI, and it has a little dropper in it. And the dropper either has 0.3 milliliter or 0.6 milliliter, and I just do the 0.3 milliliter. And you want to put it in a drink, because if you don't put it in a drink, it's very, very, very strong and concentrated.
It tastes kind of rusty, doesn't it?
Tastes more metallic, I think.
Yeah, metallic, rusty. You know, that's I've taken iodine before once a month. So that's pretty simple and fairly inexpensive.
Yes, and of course, people that have the hair loss and that sort of thing. And there are, I know a few people, and I might take iodine, and they're it helps. It really helps the hair start to regrow. Now, that's if the hair loss is due to radiation. I'm not saying that every person that's losing their hair out there that iodine is going to stop their hair loss, but the sun's not like it used to be. When we were kids and we draw a picture of the sky would be blue and the sun would be yellow,
right.
It's just white hot heat, as we know.
Right. Right. Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week on another show. That's a dramatic, fundamental change in our planet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And some days I feel like I'm an ant under a microscope. It's so hot. But that reminds me to take my iodine dose.
I had fun with magnifying glasses when I was a boy, and burning paper and so forth. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Hashem Parabellum.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. Coming up pretty quick. There's a limited amount of tickets available. So the details and tickets for this event are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter. She's a scientist. She's written a number of scientific peer-reviewed papers. She has several books available at Amazon.com. Her first is Nature Has the Cure. Marie, you ready for a couple of callers?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay. Our first caller is Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning. Kelp I take kelp about 5 days a week. What do you think of that for iodine, Marie?
That is, kelp is an excellent source of iodine, probably one of the best.
Right.
And how come you started taking it, Daryl?
Oh, I take a lot. I'm a bit of a health fanatic, and I take a lot of supplements, and it's not vitamin supplements, but all kinds of different ones. I can't name them all. There's too many. But yeah, it's just seems to help. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty healthy anyway, but it's an insurance policy. It doesn't hurt, like you say. It's good for the thyroid and stuff.
Yeah.
And good. Okay, thank you. And I was thinking of what you were saying at the beginning of the show. I'm glad you weren't on that plane about 2 years ago doing this, because if you would have been stuck on that plane with a bunch of people that had just been newly vaxxed, I mean, you're obviously big time. I know you're on vaccine shedding and stuff. Although within a month, like it's very, the information is kind of vague on, let's say, after a month. I know within a month, a lot of people are accepting that it's very possible to shed. But virtually nobody's taken the vax right now, or the last one they probably took, these zealots, were back in the fall because they have nothing really has come out. So it's a good thing. Like for me, I haven't flown since 2019, but I'm flying at the end of next month because there's no vaxes out, so there's nothing to shed, I believe. I mean, I could be wrong. I hope I am, you know, I hope that people aren't shedding anything after a month. But even Dr. Horowitz, John's guest, got shed on by one of his conventions, and he's had lung problems ever since that. So were you thinking of that, Maria? If that's the first thing I'd have been thinking, if I was a boy, oh boy, I don't like being around all these shedded people. If the plane was full?
Well, yeah, air travel always concerns me because of the limited amount of air exchanges. And then we were sitting on the tarmac for over an hour. Of course, there were zero air exchanges. I did get a little bit of a cold, but I took all my I did my preventive stuff when I got home, which is I do red apple cider vinegar, oil of oregano, pine branch tea, and ivermectin, and nothing could live through all that. So.
Oh, good, yeah. And NAC and bromelain apparently is good also if you take those together. Also, I'll say this. You know, I'm not surprised what you're talking to these people. Even at the highest level, you know, coroners that just don't want to acknowledge any of this stuff, it didn't surprise me whatsoever. The only way, you know, at the beginning of this, I started thinking there's only one way, and it's come to light that's pretty much the only way, that people are going to wake up to this, or if they wake up or not, it doesn't matter, is year-over-year deaths and disabilities. That's the only way to explain it. Ed Dowd is really good at that from Hawaii. He comes on a lot of shows. It's the only way. And, you know, because all these deaths, they happen, I mean, you see them, unless, you know, you're dead within a few hours or a few minutes or a few days or weeks, you can say it, the vax. But all these deaths that are a little further out, they're all natural. But they're all, you know, from autoimmune or clotting issues, and especially the later ones, like after years and years. So the only way is year-over-year deaths. Otherwise, nobody's going to wake up.
Well, actually, what I'm doing and what I'm seeing, this is really interesting this week. Of course, not every death in my county comes to me. It has to be like a coroner case, not under the care of a doctor. So as I'm recording my deaths, I send off the names and the first date of birth, and I send them to the local health department that runs them through Show Me Vax, and they give me a list back of the vaccines, not only the vaccine status of each of the decedents, but also what shot they got and when. So now it used to be 1 in 4 of the list I sent to the health department was fully vaxxed. Now the list I got this week was 1 in 2 was fully vaxxed. And when I'm talking about fully vaxxed, I'm talking about 3 or 4 vaccinations. And the health department said to me, we really hope someone's tracking this. These people are getting younger and younger. So it's, I said, well, I'm the only one I know of that's tracking it. I'm sure they are behind the scenes, know exactly what's going on. But publicly, I'm the only one that's tracking it. I issue reports in my county. I put my report in the paper. But yeah, when it went from 1 in 4 deaths were vaccine related to, 1 in 2 are vaccinated. But another thing I'm going to do now that I've amassed more data is to show how many vaccines the people had. Like this, how many people that died had 4 vax, how many people that died had 3 vax, how many people that died had 2 vax. I can say I'm not seeing people that are, quote, randomly dying after just 1 vaccine. I think that booster shot was kind of key in this. I probably, because if people were dying immediately after the first vaccine, nobody would have got it, and they want to make sure people got as many jabs as possible.
Daryl, thank you for your call. We've got 5 more calls lined up. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check it out. There's a lot there. We have a lot of callers. We have with us Marie Lassiter. Her books are sell at Amazon. First book, you might want to check it out, Nature Has the Cure. Marie, this is unusual. All the lines are full, so we're going to limit our callers to a quick question or comment so we can try to get all these folks in about the next 26 minutes with a break. So we'll start with Pat in Fort Worth. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about the heat. This is about the vials in Revelation, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him the glory.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Any follow-up before we go to our next caller here, Marie?
I just say amen to that, Pat.
Okay, real good. Thank you for the call, Pat. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Morning. I have a question concerning the weather patterns that are going on now. Is it happening due to Planet X, or is it due to sunspot abnormalities? Is the sun changing in some way because of it, or because of Planet X, or what's going on there? Because I understand that they're trying to blame it on human activity, but what really is it? Also, I would like to know what...
Before we get to your second question, I don't know. My friend Professor McCanny would be the person to ask that. Why don't you call in next Wednesday when McCanny's on and ask him? He's the one who taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He knows more about weather than almost any human being. What, did you have another follow-up, John, before we move on?
Yes, I have a question about what is the doctor... Ruth have to recommend for insulin resistance and pre-diabetic condition?
Well, we have Marie Lasseter. We don't have Dr. Ruth, but maybe she can answer anyway.
I'd be glad to answer it. I love Dr. Ruth. She's precious. But anyway, the natural cure that, this is actually a product, and I guess, you know, I don't get anything for this, but there's a product called Glucosil. I'm pretty sure you can even get it at Walmart. It's completely natural, and it contains mulberry leaf extract and berberine, like 10 different things that lower your blood sugar levels, regulate your insulin. And I've seen 4 people that were on 3 different diabetic medications that were able to have a completely normal A1C after taking this over-the-counter medication or supplement. It's really a supplement. So Glucosil, Glucosil. Check it out online. There's over 4,000 reviews of it with people posting how much beneficial it was. And most people that take it for a couple months lose about 10 pounds. So it's a slow, gradual weight loss.
Real good.
But thanks for asking.
Okay, John, we need to move on. We do thank you for your call. Our next caller looks like Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, John and Marie. In such a public position, it's important to make verifiable statements, as a coroner. Now, graphene oxide itself has not been scientifically confirmed to be in these vaccines. There's some people who are, say, lesser scientists who have claimed this and have showed some evidence. Jeff Rentz states that the microscopes that they're using are not high enough power to actually see this nanomaterial, and that's a very good point to consider. Other people that have seriously looked, including Richard Fleming, highly published, highly degreed scientist, said they didn't find it at all. So it's not... Perhaps it's not generally there. Some people say, like Karen Kingston, the patents, there's patents showing graphene oxides there, but the patents don't show that it's being used. USA Watchdog claims, hey, it's in the patents. Well, so what? This shows a severe lack of understanding of implementation of science and knowledge into a product, because the fact that it's patented just means there's an idea. And they proposed it, and they have reasons for it as well that Erica Kahn has mentioned. So there's extreme suggestibility, as you mentioned on the 7-7 show, and the suggestion of graphene oxide has come to life as a reality when it's not established. And the same as with when my doctor said ivermectin has been shown not to be effective against COVID, and I showed him an NIH article showing efficacy, and I just told him the science isn't settled. I mean, you have different people saying different things, and I have no confidence that is true. To say that nobody had COVID is a very difficult thing to prove. I think there's a preponderance of evidence showing that the viral sequences were there, that there was unique disease. I saw people myself who had pneumonia that never got it, that had strange progressing disease with great problems breathing. Now, out in Missouri and in your county, may not have been there. And there may be other things that are going on. But, you know, and there were numerous other statements which we have to be careful about. In other words, it was stated on a show on 7-7 also that pharmaceutical-grade of ivermectin is called Paxlovid. Sorry, it's not true. Ivermectin has a totally different chemical structure than Paxlovid. You can look these up. These are not the same and at all, and they're not the same classes of compounds even. So ivermectin didn't get the Nobel Prize either, and this is, you know, this is a smaller technical issue, but when we speak, you know, people are going to detect these things, and a guy got it, and ivermectin is an antiviral as well as antiparasitic. So to conclude that, you know, we're dealing with a parasite here, please identify the parasite. If we don't have evidence, I don't know what we can really say.
Okay. Now, well, let's have Marie give a response. You've made a lot of statements there, Dave. Your response, Marie.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your comments. And when I say it's my opinion that it's come from everything I've absorbed, I have recently come to the opinion that nobody died of COVID. That is Marie Lassiter saying that. I stand by that. Could I be wrong? Yes, I could. And anything that I publish is, you know, valid. I've got vaccination status and, you know, how many shots they got and correlation. And I know Paxlovid is not the same as ivermectin, but it was the pharmaceutical company's response to ivermectin that instead of allowing people to take ivermectin, they want them to take Paxlovid. And I think we've had some intellectual discussions before online, and I always enjoy debating with you.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'll send you some of this information, Marie, so you can review it. It's just good to be on track. I appreciate your opinion. I'd like to see the evidence. We'll talk later. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller, once again, it's the second time he's called, one of our RBN hosts. We have Chris Steiner. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, John and Marie. I just will try to keep it brief, like the first time. Looks like the spike protein is always produced by the people who've gotten the mRNA COVID shots without any end in sight. I've seen it's been measured up to 15 months by Dr. Bruce Patterson, and there are others who see the same results. But one of his studies is persistence of SARS-CoV-2's S1 protein and CD16 monocytes in post-acute sequelae of COVID-19 up to 15 months post-infection. It can happen with COVID too, though it's saying that the monocytes are a reservoir where they are stored and continually shedded, apparently, but is my summation. I would say maybe wear a personal air ionizer just like you would to protect from other contaminants and germs, to protect from anything that you're exhaling like that. You could get an inexpensive, maybe $30 at the low end, personal air ionizer, battery powered, so, or maybe two of them. I was thinking, you know, people wearing masks, they could clip them on the inside of their face shield, a couple of them, and be their own little air purification station. So folks could see that they're well protected and helping the environment. But, you know, there's also, we don't know how many people who have gotten the shots are contaminated or suffering symptoms, according to a study that came out March 30th of this year. About a third of the vials that were tested, they had no effect, no problem. Two-thirds had moderate issues, and 4.2% had fatal blood clots, myocarditis, according to Peter McCullough, citing this article, which I'm not able to access the full article. He just said it July 16th on Real America's Voice, Dinchfield Tonight, on the show. But the study I hunted down and found is a batch-dependent safety of the BNT162b2 mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. That's the Pfizer shot. It published March 30th, as I mentioned, European Journal of Clinical Investigation. And And also, you know, there's the SV40 and DNA fragments he mentioned on that show, on that clip you can find on his Twitter page, July 16th. They said in this other study that they examined two vials, Kevin McKernan, some folks may have heard of, and Yvonne Helbert. Kevin McKernan was one of the scientists folks may have heard of, examined two vials. One set had DNA fragments, or cDNA, and SV40, simian virus 40, that is carcinogenic. So, as you know, many studies have shown or found the polio, original polio vaccines were laced with SV40, causing hormonally induced cancers when you hit middle age. So it's so important to, you know, especially when you're out of balance with toxins. But if you can keep your body in balance, your hormones balanced, things like DIM or pregnenolone, I'll just mention briefly. But I just wanted to leave you with that if you had any comments.
Okay, Chris, thank you for your call. Your response, Marie?
Yes, I totally agree about the SV40 fragments, which that were in the early polio vaccines that those of us of a certain age received, and those lay dormant and cause the soft tissue cancers even 50 years later. I'm having a huge influx of cancer deaths, and I'm in the vaccinated people, and I'm thinking probably that SV40 DNA fragment that they've received kind of jump-started that cancer that was kind of lurking in the background and now has been set free.
Marie, I got a text message from a very good friend of mine. His adult daughter, who's in her mid-30s, was diagnosed with breast cancer. The daughter's oncologist says their waiting room is full of young people in their 30s with cancer, as opposed to people in their 50s, 60s, and older. Is that your experience also?
Yes, and I want to be collating this data, and once I get it together, I'll do like a midterm report. But even the health department they've noticed all the young people now with cancer.
You mean the health department is giving the clot shots? That health department?
Yes.
That one?
Okay. They are still
I want to make sure we're all clear here. Yeah.
Yes, but they get a lot of money. They get millions if they make that shot available.
Well, that makes it all worthwhile. Let's kill people and get more money. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, my. Isn't the responsibility of the sheriff and the prosecutor to stop crimes from being committed?
I don't think they're willing to take that step.
Until people they love and care about have died from the clot shot, maybe then they would do something. It has to be personal. It has to be personal. Otherwise, you're not going to put their career and their paycheck and pension on the line, are they?
No, and, well, people still have free will at this point. They aren't being forced into taking the vaccine. And I'm saying forced. Of course, no one was forced into taking it, but many were highly, highly persuaded.
Well, coercion. You know, if you got a mortgage and a car payment, and the threat of losing your job is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, most people that just quit and said, I'm not taking it, they got better jobs. I know several people that quit, and so many new jobs have opened up because everybody leaving the workforce. They've gotten better jobs. They've gotten jobs where they could work at home when they never could. There's a lot of opportunity. So, what was that? Don't trade freedom for security, or you'll end up with neither. So there
right.
you go.
Right. Well, I've been telling people for nearly 3 years, you can always get another job, but you only get one life.
Yes, exactly.
My webmaster, brilliant young man, family man. He's got an adult son, a wife, lives in St. Louis. He was making a very nice six-figure income as an IT person. His company wanted him to take the clot shot to keep his job, which he did, and then his job was eliminated 2 or 3 months later.
These people I know that, like, worked for the local hospital, took the shot under kind of under duress, and then now, of course, the don't have to take it. And I'm like, well, how are they recompensed for that? You know, but they just made a bad decision. And people have to really, really use discernment these days.
Right, right. Going back to your conference, the men and women there from all over the world, they have firsthand observation of the clot shot killing people, and they still weren't talking about it. I found it rather amazing.
I don't know. I really can't explain. I'm going. There were only, I think I told you, at the American Academy of Forensic Scientists, I was the only one presenting, you know, the vaccine deaths. And there was one scientist from Italy that was like a forensic pathologist. And he was showing basically the relation of the myocarditis to the shot.
Well, good for him. We're not going to take any more calls. We'll get back after the break and wrap this up. Hold on, Marie.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Marie, you've got about 3 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to this week, my dear.
A couple things. First of all, next week, I really want to concentrate on making ourselves harder to kill. And so I really want to go into our native plants that will help make us resistant to diabetes, the insulin supporting plants that we have that we can take, and just talk about, like I said, those native plants that'll make us harder to kill. That's all we need to think of. Just be as healthy as possible. I want to mention about Sounds of Freedom. It is being attacked. When you see something being attacked by mainstream media, you know that there's more there. And I just want to remind people, if you like Sound of Freedom, don't forget to watch Operation Toussaint, Toussaint. That's from 2018. It's a documentary about Tim Ballard, a real documentary about his work in Haiti, and it will really give you the backstory on the movie. Also, I want to do a shout out to Moon Rock Books. They carry some amazing books that I know our listeners would really enjoy. And just take a look at the website, moonrockbooks.com, and you'll see the titles.
Okay. Before we get away, Marie, you're going to be our instructor at the next John Moore meetup this coming Thursday, a week from next week.
Yes, I am. I'm going to talk about how to be your own dentist.
That's right.
I've been my own dentist for a while.
We get together at 4:30 at the D. Trepanese Restaurant and the Benton Square Building in Rolla, Missouri at 4:30. The instruction Marie will be presenting begins at 7 p.m. I normally don't stay for the instruction, but I'm going to this time.
Okay, that sounds good, John. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person.
Yeah, it'll be great to catch up with you. And maybe less than a minute for some final thoughts.
Well, I appreciate everybody that called in. If you want to email me, my name, Marie Lassiter, and that's Lassiter at protonmail.com. And I answer all my emails, so feel free to email me if you have a question or something.
Real good, Marie. Well, this segment we're doing has become very popular. It's a rare occasion to have all the incoming lines filled up, but that's exactly what we did. So that just goes to show how popular your thoughts and comments are, my dear. Thank you very much. We'll see you Thursday night at the meetup.
I'll be there, John. Thank you.
Okay. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential laurels. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas, and Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.